Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Live from Grand Rapids, Michigan, it's Suburbs Fest. Hey there, peoples. This is Jim Lenihan. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. You will hear from Patrick Foster later in this episode. This is another episode live from Suburbs Fest in Grand Rapids. On today's episode, we talk with John Sinkovich, publisher of Local Spins. That's a website that covers the Southwest Michigan music scene. We discuss a wide range of talented artists from the Grand Rapids area and also talk about his experiences as a music journalist. Now, one thing I got to mention here, we did have a little bit of technical difficulties in the recording of this segment. About the last 90 seconds or so is all. You'll hear a difference in the audio quality, but I think it's okay. So just giving you a fair warning on that. All right. And now, on with the show. All right. One of the things we like to do when we do the live events like this is have a local expert on the local music scene join us. And so today we have from Local Spins, please introduce yourself.
John Sinkovich.
John Sinkovich, everybody. All right. All right. So, John, you are a longtime journalist. You worked for the Grand Rapids Press. Grand Rapids Press. And now you run Local Spins. So tell people a little bit about what that's all about.
So, yeah, I mean, anybody who's probably followed the music scene here knows that I was an entertainment writer at the Grand Rapids Press. I worked there for 30 years, and I got booted out unceremoniously, as a bunch of reporters did at the time. I was not alone. And I decided that because the music scene here was so vibrant that I had to start my own music website. So 13 and a half years ago, I started Local Spins. And I recognized right away that the talent here was phenomenal and that it really needed to be showcased because nobody else was writing about these artists. Luckily, I also have a tip-top deluxe bar and grill. In fact, Ted was one of the first people to advertise on my website when I didn't even know what I needed to do with advertising and how I was going to make money at this. And my wife was certainly very upset, wondering whether or not we were going to make it through. We were ready to put our house up for sale and everything, but as it were, after a year or two, things really went well. And clearly, I've had a lot of support from musicians, all these wonderful musicians that we have in this area, as well as a lot of the venues here that have been very supportive of Local Spins. There are very few other outlets that really do what we do. I'm very proud of my staff, my photographers, my writers. We have a great relationship with WYCE locally here, as well as I'm now on Interlochen Public Radio as well up north. So we really tried to spread the word about what's happening here in Michigan, everything from national touring acts, a lot of local artists. And we're very proud of what's happened. I mean, you look at some of the talent we just saw today. I mean, I've followed Max and Caitlin through their careers already. You got Desmond Jones coming up next. I played Al Wesley on my radio show yesterday. These are all amazing artists. And, you know, when you think about what's happened here in Michigan, Billy Strings started as just a kid playing little stages. I used to go to see him at Rockford Brewing in this little stage, you know, 100 people jammed into this little spot, and he's playing up front, and I knew right away that, you know, this kid's special. Same thing with the Accidentals. Last night I went and saw the Warren Treaty at Meyer Gardens. You know, you got 1,600 people seeing them. They're a Grammy-nominated, award-winning couple, and they started in Albion, Michigan. Their first performance in Grand Rapids was on my radio show at WYCE, and I still remember us sitting down afterwards going, holy moly, these guys are so good. They're going to go somewhere. And sure enough, you know, they've been touring the globe. They've been on television. They're amazing. And we have lots of talent just like that starting here in Michigan, everything from Traverse City to Kalamazoo to Detroit. And it's just wonderful being able to support that, showcase it, spotlight it. Venues like Tip Top have been incredibly supportive of the music scene here. They do things that no other venue does. And it's great to see because we've lost some venues. COVID was tough. And it's great to see that there's still venues that are still out there supporting live music.
That's great. First off, I want to say, I can tell John's a journalist here. I don't even have to ask the questions. He anticipates what I'm going to ask, and he just goes. That's great. We have the best performers here, though, today, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you absolutely. Got it. Well, you guys have a really solid lineup, I can tell you that, even tonight, so it's great.
So you talk a little bit about this already, but how would you define, is there a way to define the West Michigan music scene?
Actually, I'd have to say it's incredibly eclectic. You know, there was a time where I think we were really sort of leaning toward a lot of folk rock acts and that kind of thing, which is still very powerful here. I mean, you talk about a lot of the bands that have done really well, started in that vein. But we have some amazing hip-hop artists. We are R&B and soul. Funk has really taken off. Funk rock bands. There's a lot of great funk rock bands. There's a lot of jazz fusion acts out there that are really doing very well. Americana is huge. It's really hard to put a finger on exactly what's happening here, but this scene is incredibly supportive of each other. The artists who are here quite often will help each other on shows. They collaborate. Caitlin plays with I don't know how many people. Max plays with I don't know how many different people. There's so much collaboration here that I think that really sets Grand Rapids area, Kalamazoo area, apart from maybe some other communities around the country. I mean, I know Nashville's pretty competitive. It's a great place to be, but I don't know how. I think it's really difficult to really kind of stand out in that scene. So I think that's what really stands out for me, is the fact that I love the fact that the artists and the bands here are just very supportive of each other.
I want to ask, and last night we had an open mic hootenanny, and we had some younger folks come and sing some songs that I sort of was like, well, how did they hear about that? You know, because they're too young. But where do you think we are in, like, the rediscovery of history, like young bands, like, are they going to be going back to music from the, you know, 60s or 70s, or is it later now? I mean, as someone who's seen the scene for a long time, do you feel like there's, you know, you mentioned funk. Is there any kind of rediscovery process that you've noticed?
Oh, yeah, there absolutely is. And I think the musicians that are the most successful and that are the most, I think, interesting are the ones that really fall back on the legends that came before them. You know, Max was talking about Tom Petty. I'm always amazed at how musicians are in their 20s or in their teens are getting into bands like Pink Floyd or Beatles or Fleetwood Mac and really embracing this great songwriting, but finding their own way. It's their own voice. They turn it around and they turn it into their own thing. But at the same time, they're incorporating hip-hop into a lot of this. You know, the thing that I think is real interesting is sometimes you can't even recognize what the genre is. You've got this mix of jazz, funk, hip-hop, and rock all in one band, and it doesn't matter. You know, they don't care what you want to call it. But it's very exciting, and sometimes, you know, people are out there dancing, and it doesn't matter that they've fallen back on, yes, some of the stars that came before them, but they're creating their own way. That's what I like. They have their own voice based on what they were influenced by.
Interesting. Very interesting. Love that answer. Talk a little bit about the record store stores in the Grand Rapids area and around here. It's kind of an essential part of any scene, right?
Well, yeah, vinyl, man. Who doesn't love vinyl these days? You know, I pull out my vinyl all the time. But Vertigo Music, I mean, because it's right downtown, a lot of people, you know, it's interesting that a lot of touring acts that come into town get pointed to Vertigo Music and see all these stars from, you know, going to Van Andel Arena or stopping at another place. Elvis Costello stopping into Vertigo Music to find some gems. But there are others as well. I mean, Corner Record Shop. I mean, you talk about the fact that I love the younger generation embracing vinyl and what it sounds like. But more important, it's the fact that you have to take time with vinyl to put it on a turntable, flip it over, really listen, look at the album cover, which I miss. I really miss that about going on Spotify or just streaming. And of course, we all do it. But the bottom line is it's a real different experience when you can absorb an entire album and look at the cover and everything else. And I think it's really important that those stores get supported. I'm glad to see Record Store Day has been very successful across the country. And, you know, vinyl's big. You know, it definitely is outdistancing CDs and everything else. But I mean, I barely own a CD player anymore, you know, but everybody has a record player now. And I think it's great.
What's your record collection like?
Oh man, you don't want to know. My wife would like it if I would cut back a little bit. I mean, it's all over the house. I mean, I've tried to organize it. I got about halfway through the alphabet, trying to alphabetize my CDs and my albums, and I kind of gave up halfway through. I think my next summer intern, I'm going to make them do it.
There you go.
We'll put you on our text thread. We have many debates on how on organization and alphabet alphabetization and so on. All right, are we ready?
The bag of questions.
This could be scary.
Your question is, how long can you hold your breath?
Oh, man. Well, when I was younger, I could hold it pretty long. But, you know, I play tennis, so I could probably hold my breath for a minute. I'll be collapsed on the floor. You'll have to call in the EMTs.
We were out at a lake near here, about an hour north of here. I mean, water sports and things like that are really popular right here, right? So do you do any of that? Do you need to hold your breath?
I'm not a water sports guy. I play tennis. That keeps me fit, hopefully. Yeah, but I love the beach. I mean, I'm telling you, if I could win the lottery, I would buy a house on Lake Michigan in a minute because I love that. I grew up in Grand Haven right on the lake, so it's my hometown, and I love going there every summer. It's a wonderful place to be. Michigan, I mean, everywhere you turn in Michigan, you can find places like that, which is also something I think inspires a lot of our music. So,
all right, and it's easy for people to find Local Spins, right?
localspins.com. You got it.
That's it. Right. Just so easy.
Thank you very much.
And John, real quick, when is your radio show on?
So on Friday at 11 a.m. on WICE 88.1 FM, and then on Interlochen Public Radio on three Northern Michigan stations. It's at 7 o'clock on Saturday.
Is that available archived?
When yes, you can go back and listen to it online. In fact, all my podcasts are at localspins.com. So if you miss an episode, you can check them out there.
Beautiful. Can't wait.
Thank you very much,
John. Thank you, man.
John Sikovits, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
And our thanks to John Sinkovich for being on our podcast and for the Local Spins hats he gave to me and Patrick. Very nice. Keep listening all week. We will have three more episodes this week with performances and interviews by Grand Rapids musicians. Now we're going to leave you with a little music from The War and Treaty, which John mentioned, a local act that has gone on to do great things. And appropriately enough, we're going to hear their song, Feels Like Home. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening to Rock in the Suburbs, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Well, I guess this means forever. We're in this thing together, and all my fears are gone. With you, it feels like home. One by one, we've watched the years come and go through pain and tears, and all the tears we've shown. With you,
everybody has a record player now. I think it's great.